This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Preppers, people who stockpile food and other supplies, are getting a lot of attention lately, given the public's concerns over the coronavirus and fear of some kind of societal breakdown. WBHM's Richard Banks recently spent some time with a few longtime preppers to better understand what they do and why.
I'm going to move my party case there. It's going to go in the back.
Christopher Price is making a few changes at the store he owns and operates on Highway 280, just south of Childersburg.
And I'm going to call it my coronavirus supplies.
Price opened Prepper Depot and Military Surplus in late 2018 to serve what he says is a very big prepping movement in central Alabama.
Preppers prefer to buy things that are rugged and will last. And the military tends to make things that are rugged and can take a beating. I sell the Army wool blankets, boots, various uniforms from around the world. I sell canteens.
As for items that are typically packaged just for preppers, Price offers various foods in quart-sized cans.
All of this food has about a 25-year shelf life. I have some Mountain House Chili Mac. This is actually pretty good. I have blueberries and strawberries.
Several of the preppers we contacted for this story did not want their interview recorded. As a group, they tend to prefer anonymity. However, those who did speak with us told us they wanted to clear up at least one misconception. The main reason they prep is not to survive some doomsday scenario. As Price explains it,
preppers in general just tend to prepare for tornadoes, storms, electricity being out. Your vast majority of preppers are not prepping for end of times. But you do have your preppers that prepare for the coronavirus thing. They have their toilet paper. They have their hand sanitizer. They have their food. They have all their basics already. So they have no need to go out and try to find this stuff.
About 50 miles north of the Prepper Depot, Stephen Whitcop is moving some of the wheat he has in his basement in Hoover.
So this is hard red winter wheat, and there's white wheats, and there's all sorts of different wheats.
Whitcop is in the process of moving from Clay to the Bluff Park neighborhood. He and his wife, Bev, recently fast-tracked the relocation of some of his prepping supplies because of the pandemic.
Yesterday morning at 5 a.m., Bev came into the kitchen while I was fixing my breakfast. She said, "Stephen, things are getting kind of crazy. You need to go to the other house to start moving the food."
In addition to moving about 2,000 pounds of wheat and other foods, he also has several large food-grade containers he uses to store water.
If you have two or three 55-gallon drums and put a drop of bleach in it so that algae doesn't grow, it's better than nothing.
Whitcott began prepping about 40 years ago when he joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Mormons have long stressed self-reliance as well as the importance of community in difficult times.
If you're going to survive, the community is what is going to keep you alive. You can't, no man is an island, no family is an island. You have to have a division of responsibility, and that's what community provides. If there's a breakdown of society, then good, strong communities with good leadership, they are the ones that will survive.
The whole of a community, believes Whitcop, is greater than the sum of its parts. For WBHM, I'm Richard Banks.